In 1914, John Woody started a Wyoming phone company that is now known as Union Wireless. These days, it's a multi-million dollar corporation and one of the state's great success stories. Author Terry DelBene has written a book about the company called A Phone Where the Buffalo Roamed. I asked him why this phone company survived for over 100 years while others have faltered.
It was because that the founders of the company, they were willing to work at a loss for close to 75 years.
Is it true that they just really didn't start making money until about the 80s when they expanded and then of course came wireless?
That's right. That's when the red ink turned to black. You know, up until then, you know, of course there's money coming in and all that, but it was all getting sunk back into the company, approved services, the ad subscribers, things like that. They're building it very much like somebody might build a ranch and build the company. When they first started the company, they would hook up to a local exchange or something, and they would offer stock options, things like that. So, you know, it took decades for Woody to actually be chairman of the board of the company, because the stockholders were all the people from these other exchanges that had been brought into this union, hence the name.
It's so amazing to me that it's been basically this one family for so many years that really kind of kept the place running. I mean, how hard was it for them?
Well, it was pretty tough. They had some tough times, and, you know, they were running a small ranch operation on the side and growing their own food as well. And, you know, they started out very small, just family only. Then eventually they started adding occasional employees. And then as, you know, once you have kids and they grow up, they go in and they help operate the company and learn the ropes. So it's a very tenuous line that they had to get through there. A lot of tough times. You think of all the economic up and downs for Wyoming, the boom and bust cycles. You know, in the boom cycle, everybody wants telephone service. In the bust cycle, they would spend the time improving the system and trying to build it out for when the next boom came along.
It does seem to me, and I think I got this from your writing, especially the boom maybe in the 70s that went into the 80s, that really was important for the company because it seemed to allow them to expand. Is that right?
Yeah, Flaming Gorge was the project that really solidified the company. But that boom as well helped them to expand services. And well, you know how Sweetwater County was at that time. It was just crazy, and they just couldn't hook people up fast enough.
Terry, as you look then, you know, we head into this time of deregulation and then certainly increased technology and that sort of thing. Was there a thought that the company might not make it through that?
Well, one of the interesting things in listening to the company folks talk about, they were always trying to stay on the cusp of the technological changes and to be part of that. So they positioned themselves very well. So the children seem to like to become engineers that deal in communications, and that helps them to do that. They're working with the telecommunications organizations. They're playing a leadership role in there. So for a little company in the middle of nowhere, they've got a lot more clout than you'd think.
Do you think it's the small business in Wyoming that people sort of forget about? We talk about a number of small businesses in our state that have existed and have done well over the years, but is this the one that maybe people don't think about right off the top of their head?
They probably don't, and, you know, what they probably don't realize is how big Union has become. They're actually providing service internationally now, and I know they've been talking about breaking into Asia. And when I was working on the book a couple of years ago, one of the board members was in Portugal arranging some data sharing deal.
It strikes me that if you would have probably heard some of the company folks 10, 15 years ago talking about where they wanted to be now, we'd have probably laughed at them and said, well, you know, good luck. But it's been really surprising, hasn't it, how far they've come?
It is. And when you think in 1948, things were so bad that they actually did offer the company to AT&T for a dollar.
And got turned down.
Yeah, and AT&T gave them the back of the hand, didn't think people out here in Sweetwater County and the areas around were worth the time it takes. So they dug in and they just worked harder, and now they're, you know, they have all these sweetheart deals with AT&T for different things. They picked up exchanges from AT&T. It's interesting to see the history of how the company developed. It's kind of like homesteading the airwaves.
Mm-hmm. Well, the book is called A Phone Where the Buffalo Roamed, Collecting Neighbors in America's Outback. It's about Union Telephone, now known as Union Wireless. An interesting read about a small business here in Wyoming that has certainly grown. Terry, a pleasure. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Bob.